in the camp.
Amen and amen. So fear God, give him the glory, worship him every night in your home, and turn off the TV, put down the newspaper, get rid of the weapons of mass distraction, show them what really matters. God's going to change the world by changing your child.
I appreciate you so much, Rich. I feel like we made a kingdom connection together. Friends, get a copy of this wonderful book, Holding Your Family Together, 5 Simple Steps to Help Bring Your Family Closer to God and Each Other. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Your gift of $14 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. 1-800-SAVE-USA. Go to our website, saveus.org, www.saveus.org. And can I urge you to become a partner? Time is short. The challenges are great. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing. And bless those kids and those grandkids. Do it in Jesus' name. You won't be sorry.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization and Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owner's management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Betty Martini, who's given her life to try to convince people that we're being systematically poisoned, which we are. What is so difficult for the average individual to believe, and which I really rejected as an idea for so long, is that there really are people who want to kill off most of the people in the world today. And yet that's really true. If you go to Sydney, Alberton, Georgia, go to the Georgia Guidestones, you're never going to see this talked about on ABC, CBS, NBC, or Rush Limbaugh, but they're the Georgia Guidestones put up by a secret society. I've been there many times, and there in 8 different languages on these 19-foot-high granite slabs, in 8 different languages is the program, the Ten Commandments. It comes from the very pit of hell because, of course, the secret society is a Luciferian society. And point number one is maintain humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature. And it really wasn't until I actually stood in the shadow of those guidestones that I was really able in my own mind to believe that there really are people out there who want to kill off the vast majority of the people in the world. They're already in the process. The United States funds International Planned Parenthood. Now, we have fund Planned Parenthood here, but we have International Planned Parenthood. And International Planned Parenthood, which we fund, plays a large part, certainly in funding and organizing and carrying out the murder of over 400 million unborn children in communist China, since they came in with their one-child policy, almost 400 million in India, and certainly we've supported the program in Russia as going back to the beginning of the last century, and that was about another 400 million. We're talking about 1.2 billion people there. We've already killed 56 million here in America, and of course we're funding this whole thing throughout the world. We've killed billions of unborn children. And basically, of course, we will kill billions more. And of course, we're doing this. We've poisoned our food. And people really find it so difficult to believe that they would poison our food. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they poison our food. They put something certainly into our food, various products that basically are, they know certainly are Nutrasweet, NutraSweet is a chemical product originally designed as a biological warfare agent, and it certainly affects literally every organ in the body. And they know it's a poison, and yet it's over 14,000 food products. Well, let's get right down here. And hi, Betty, how are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan, doing great.
Why don't you pick up the story and tell our listeners about what this is really all about?
Okay, beginning with aspartame or all that's new?
Well, let's just go with aspartame. Let's stick with aspartame. We can get some of the other things later, but aspartame is what we're primarily going to be talking about this evening. It's in 14,000 products, and they know it's poisonous, and basically there's no way they can justify it, but you pick up the story.
Okay, you know, the story, you know, that you're talking about also about it being a biochemical warfare weapon is in the famous ecologist, and that we in 2005, and we do have it on our website, and so we do have confirmation of everything.
And the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, you can go up on the internet and you can find this, not only on Betty's website, but many websites. But because of the degree of control over the media and the fact that the people who believe in population control and are poisoning your children control the media, you're not going to hear this through regular channels. Fortunately, you have the internet. You can check it out. We'll be back in just a moment with Betty Martini. And if you have a question or comment, don't hesitate to give us a call.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Betty was simply saying the FDA had actually fought on legalizing aspartame and allowing it into the our diets for 15 years. They did everything they could. They had all sorts of committees. They consistently pointed out it was a poison. You couldn't put this in the food. But when Ronald Reagan came in, why, he had Donald Rumsfeld, who would later become Secretary of Defense, and take us into this terrible, brutal, genocidal war we've been involved in, certainly over there in the Middle East. But basically, Donald Rumsfeld was hired by Cereal Company. And basically, he had friends in the Reagan administration. They fired the head of the FDA who was trying to protect our health, and they put in their own man, and they got this certainly poison into the diet. And basically, you can read all about it. We have certainly a four-tape set, a four-CD set on the dangers of aspartame. We have a DVD on the dangers of aspartame. We have a number of books, certainly, on aspartame. I mean, you can get the 1,000-page book. You can get the 100, 200-page books. They're all available. This information is there. This is not imaginary. This is not paranoia. They're poisoning your children, and they know what they're doing, but because they control the media, you're never going to hear this thing. And there were repeated efforts on certainly in the Senate to try to do something. Howard Metzenbaum had put out a legislation to try to get this information put forward, and Senator Hatch was simply bribed. He took large sums of money from other people who were pushing aspartame, and of course, he wouldn't even let this out of committee. And because of the degree of control, the average individual doesn't understand that the population control agenda is well underway. But go ahead, Betty, tell us more about what does aspartame, this biological warfare agent that breaks down into formaldehyde and methanol, how does it harm the body?
Okay, first I would like to tell your listeners they really should get Dr. Roberts' 1,000-page medical text, because he passed away. You know, he was 88 years old. I think I got the last set of books, and they will be published. But in this medical text, it goes through every system, you know, it's the drug interaction chapter, what it does to the brains of children, you know, how it precipitates diabetes and all these different things. And, you know, it took a while for people to know exactly what it was doing. But the most heinous, and I mean heinous, crime committed by the FDA and G.D. Searle was an agreement never, ever to allow the public to see the teratology or the birth defect study. And in Jerome Bressler, who did the famous Bressler report, he was sort of the last hero of the old FDA before Arthur Ho Hayes got there. He retired, and at the time, he told me, he says, didn't you realize that something was missing from our report? I said, yeah, a lot of graphs and whatnot. He said there were two studies, and the public has to know what, you know, what it's going to do if they're pregnant and using this. And so it took 8 years to get it. But in the meantime, I think the FDA, who told Dr. Roberts that it was confidential and he wouldn't release it, turned around under freedom of information, did give four more to Dr. Mondi after I put it all over the internet. And so he went on and wrote the book about these, it's called While Science Sleeps. And I hope that you will carry it. Because
no, I'm sorry. Is that the we do carry the 1,000-page book by Dr. Roberts.
Yeah.
Then we have a much shorter book, maybe 100-150-page book by him as well.
Yeah, Dr. Monty has written another one called While Science Sleeps.
While Science Sleeps, okay.
Yeah, and what he says, and you can get the you can read the last chapter on his website, which is whilesciencesleeps.com. And in this last chapter, he explains that neural tube defects from that 3-methyl alcohol and aspartame is what has caused this humongous epidemic of autism all over the world. So here we got all these pregnant women who are drinking it and have no idea that it causes autism and cleft palate, spina bifida, and
But people don't understand. It used to be autism was a 2 out of 10,000. Now it's 1 out of every 63 to 64 boys. 1 out of every 63 to 64 boys is autistic. And basically their lives are destroyed. Their families' lives are destroyed. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. And if you really care about children, you're going to go up on the internet and pull down Betty's material, the other material. We have, as they say, a 4-tape set. We have a DVD on this. Oh, we have a 4-CD set. We have certainly Dr. Roberts' 1,000-page book and a shorter book. They are available to our ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. You know, we talk about, oh, these terrible terrorists. Well, how many children have they destroyed? How many families' lives have they destroyed? Very, very few here in the United States.
Well, you know, I think the worst case I saw was the woman who said she drank Diet Coke through 3 pregnancies and has 3 autistic children. And not only are the children's lives ruined, but they have to work each 2 jobs a day in order to set up a trust to take care of these kids.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is all unnecessary. They knew exactly what they were doing. But there is a tremendous profit to be made. But not only that, of course, there really are evil and wicked people who want to hurt children, who want to destroy lives. Because this actually, of course, it produces cancer. It produces diabetes. It affects the mind. It affects the organs. It affects the endocrine system. It decreases fertility. All of these things, they know exactly what they're doing. Go right ahead.
And you know, Dr. Sam, I wrote an article for the National Health Federation some months back called No Safe Dose of Aspartame. When you talk about cancer and the FDA knowing it before it was ever put on the market, you know, Dr. Adrian Gross was the top scientist and the toxicologist, and he kept exposing it, so they sent him over to the EPA. They couldn't keep him quiet. So he testified before Congress and he said, look, you know, this caused brain tumors, brain cancer. It violates the Delaney Amendment because Delaney Amendment says you can't put anything in food that you know will cause cancer. And of course, the molecule breaks down to what is called diketocyprazine, which is a brain tumor agent. So he told Congress. And we, you know, you can even Google that. My website is www.mpwhi.com.
Now, wait a minute. You know, one more time slowly. What is your website?
MPWHI.
MPWHI. What does that stand for?
Mission Possible World Health International.
Mission Possible World Health International, MPWHI. Go ahead.
And it has this article, you know, No Safe Dose. So Dr. Gross is telling Congress, he says, you know, it's causing cancer, so how can you set an allowable daily intake? You know, you want a small tumor, a big tumor. Anyway, and it had caused adenocarcinoma, sarcoma. And that was in the Breslau report, which you also provide. Thank goodness. So, you know, it was causing everything. Now here comes new news as of July 1st, is that under Proposition 65, they have you know, it was where they said, okay, if you're going to bring something into California and it has methanol or formaldehyde in it, you've got to have a cancer warning. Well, now they have actually, effective July 1st under this, is they have said that they've come up with a safe dose. And I can't imagine a safe dose of methanol. That's wood alcohol. And you remember during Prohibition how it blinded and killed by the thousands because it's a severe metabolic poison. But anyway, they said that the safe dose would be 23 milligrams a day, but the FDA has 50 milligrams per kilogram. So anyway, if you have, say, a 70-kilogram adult, it can be up to 350 milligrams a day, which is 15 times the limit for California. And so I provided all the information for them, and they wrote me back and said, well, we're taking this into consideration, and we have turned all your material over to the management scientific department. In the meantime, today, I did write a FOIA. They don't always answer the FDA. They have a habit of sending letters saying they got more important things to do. But I wrote them this afternoon certified mail, you know, asking them on this whole issue, you know, to give me an answer about this. Because consuming one tablespoon or of methanol can render you blind, and three tablespoons can be fatal. So people don't realize that this severe metabolic poison is an aspartame. Actually, it's a methyl ester, which immediately, as soon as you swallow it, is probably already broken down, is free methyl alcohol, which converts to formaldehyde. So the Troco study in Barcelona showed that it embalms living tissue and damages DNA. And Dr. Mani's book, he explains that this formaldehyde then turns all your tissues to plastic. So you want to talk about some horrors of what this does. If people knew it was made up of all poisons, you've got 40% aspartic acid, which is an excitotoxin, and 50% of the molecule is phenylalanine, which is a neurotoxin. And then it breaks down to diketokyperazine. So you're talking about all poisons.
All right. Well, our guest is Betty Martini, and people say it couldn't be true. Well, it's certainly fortunate you have the internet. You can prove it wrong. Or I think if you've been researching this, you'll understand there is a genocidal policy. It's being carried out. If you haven't heard my talk on population control, the covert, the secret plan, population control, the secret plan, there comes a syllabus with that, and we actually contest the Dressler report and so much more in it. You need to find this out, and then you need to stand on the street corner yelling, they're poisoning your children, they're poisoning your children.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 770-973-0979-6, or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan, and Sydney Petty is just talking about the problems that we have with aspartame, and that most people find it so difficult to believe that they could be intentionally putting a poison into so much of our food. And of course, sometimes they don't necessarily call it aspartame at NutraSweet. They have all sorts of other names for it, but they know exactly what it is. It's the same chemical substance, which is certainly developed initially as a biological warfare agent. And we are under attack today because there are people who have a different worldview, who hate humanity. Now, I'm sure a lot of the people are in this because they want to make money. I'm sure that a lot of the government officials have been bribed and certainly given large sums of money to buy their silence. But what about the child who's autistic? What about their parents? What about the people who contract cancer because of this? What about the people who certainly develop Alzheimer's disease and all sorts of other problems, certainly a direct result of the fact that they're putting a poison into so much of our prepared food? Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there across America listening, if you don't believe us, call us and tell us why we're wrong. Call us and tell where certainly these studies are incorrect. Assure the listening audience that there's nothing to worry about. But if you do have a question, if you're concerned about this, if you perhaps have read my material on the population control agenda, and there is a population control agenda, you can go up on the internet and simply type in population control agenda and put my name there, Radio Liberty, and get it down and read it half a dozen times. And then I hope you'll have the courage to copy it and hand it out to everybody you know. Go right ahead, Betty.
Okay. Because of all this that's happening and all these studies now coming forward showing what it does to the fetus, Dr. Walton is now going to do a study on birth defects with the hope that we can take it off the market. So all it requires is that if you have used aspartame during pregnancy, is to fill out a form. So if any of your listeners used it, you know, please contact me at BettyM19@manspring.com or 770-242-2599. But this is...
No, wait a minute, Betty. You got to repeat that slowly so people would remember. And basically, of course, we're talking about it. People don't understand that it's the Diet Cokes, it's the Diet Pepsi. It's so many of the diet drinks that contain this. So people really need to understand. You need to learn how to read the labels and find out, because they will do everything they can to keep you from realizing that what you're getting is aspartame or NutraSweet. But once again, those telephone numbers.
Okay, 770-242-2599. And my email is Betty, BettyM19@mindspring.com.
All right, and what is the website? And give it twice.
www.mpwhi.com, and that's for Mission Possible World Health International. It's a long name, so we use the initials, www.mpwhi.com. And I want to read you, it's very, very short, paragraph that Dr. Bonney wrote on the back of the book that really shows you. His first paragraph is all the things that people have never seen happening so often about disease. But on the back of it, he says, the introduction of aspartame into the food supply of the United States began in the summer of 1981. Since that time, the incidence of Alzheimer's death has increased 10,000%. Autism.
10,000%. Now, remember, this was during the Reagan administration. Oh, what wonderful Reagan administration. 10,000%. And it was because, of course, Ronald Reagan appointed Donald Rumsfeld onto his transition team. Rumsfeld fired the man who was in charge of the FDA. And then they brought in their shills to legalize this poison. They knew exactly what they were doing. The tragedy is so few people ever hear this story. Go ahead.
He says autism has, with no explanation, increased 2,500%. Autoimmune diseases have reached epidemic proportions, with lupus up 300%, and multiple sclerosis, type 2 diabetes, and rheumatoid arthritis headed out of control. Cancers, the hallmark of formaldehyde exposure, have exploded. Skin cancer is shot up 400%. Liver cancer is tripled. Kidney cancer is doubled. And breast cancer is up 50%. That is what aspartame has done to the world.
100 years ago, why, Chris, 1 in 3 people got cancer. I just looked this up on the internet. 100 years ago, 1 in 3 people got cancer. Died of cancer today. Why 1 in every 2 men, 1 in every 3 women gets cancer. Why? Well, nobody's ever going to tell you.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, Reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Betty Martini. We're talking certainly about the fact that they're poisoning your children, your grandchildren with aspartame. It's in 14,000 products. The FDA fought this for 15 years because they knew it was a poison. They didn't want it in there. And when the Reagan administration came in, they fired everybody who had any gumption at all in the FDA. And then, of course, they proceeded to poison us. And they've been doing it ever since then. You've had, 10,000% increase in the incidence of certain degenerative diseases, a dramatic increase. Remember that aspartame used to be 2 per 10,000. Now it's 1 in every 64 boys is autistic. And basically you're seeing an explosion of diabetes and of cancer and of Alzheimer's disease. They know exactly what they're doing. Well, now we have Dave calling in from Tri-Cities, and David asked about putting aspartame in milk. And he had heard about this on the Alex Jones program, on the Joyce Riley program, and Betty said that it's being put into chocolate milk, but we just don't know, and she's trying to find out under the Freedom of Information Act. But lots of times the government simply violates the laws. They refuse to reply under Freedom of Information Act. They're supposed to reply in 30 to 60 days, and sometimes they'll wait years to reply. They don't want the American people to know that they're poisoning us. Dave, do you have anything else you wanted to ask?
No, that was it. I listen to you all the time, and
what I would like to say is also is that we're telling mothers going to school now, they're most concerned about putting it in yogurt, and that's what pregnant women use, and this is directed at our kids. And you should go to our website, because I've got so upset about what they're doing to our children that I got all the experts to write articles on how aspartame destroys the brains of our children. It's called Report for Schools, and it did get aspartame out of grammar schools in Chicago and middle schools, and it is working. But people, when they send their children to school, they need to send them something to drink. And I will tell you that the Just Like Sugar Company in September is going to, has a new program for all schools, hoping to get all this junk out of there. And they have made drinks with organic juices and alkaline water and whatnot that kids can shake, and all this, organic juice comes down into the alkaline water. And, because we asked them, this company, could they do something because of what kids are getting in school? And in the movie Sweet Remedy, they actually interviewed the ADD people who said, look, before aspartame was on the market, they didn't even hardly ever use the terms ADD and ADHD. And studies have shown it completely destroys the brain, especially in the areas of learning. So as far as your kids are concerned, you're going to need to, if you got kids in school, because that's what they're aimed at, is the children, is to send your own drinks and your own food.
Okay, fine. Anything else, Dave, before we let you go?
On aspartame, is there any secret names that they, put out there?
Yes, and I'm glad that you asked me that, because we've got, I have operations in 43 countries, and it's gotten around the world, and what they do when you get the information out, they change the name. So they changed it to from aspartame to AminoSweet, but nobody seems to be picking it up. They're not being very successful. But it does have all these names like NutraSweet, Equal, Spoonful, NutriTaste. And, of course, up until what they're doing now, you see a PKU warning on it or contains phenylalanine, then aspartame is in it, and because the patent is off, they can put it in anything. They can have sugar twin one and sugar twin two, and one will have sugar and one will have aspartame. Sugar has been mixed with aspartame. In fact, the whole problem, I went to this man by the name of Mike Silver, who was growing herbs in the Amazon, and I said, oh, do we have a problem? I said, you know, we get them off of aspartame and get them, get all these symptoms off, and then they go to, for instance, another sweetener like Splenda, which is chlorinated sugar. They took the hydroxyls of sugar and exchanged them for chlorine. So it's like drinking bleach. So when I asked Dr. Bowen, what's going to happen to these people if they pick this up? He says, well, they will maintain the reaction from aspartame and pick up those with Splenda. Then they'll be chemically hypersensitive. They're going to be sick people. And you take something like sulfine potassium, which is mixed in all these things, and it caused cancer and leukemia in original studies. And now Dr. Siffredi has done a study on Splenda and found it to be carcinogenic. They're all illegal. And so they have made now a safe sweetener called Just Like Sugar. You can go to their website, justlikesugarinc.com, and you can put in your zip code to where you live, and it will tell you where you can get it. They've made hot chocolate, and Just Like Sugar has chicory in it, which has been used for 70 years to improve the health of diabetics, whereas aspartame precipitates diabetes, interacts with insulin, and it destroys the optic nerve and causes diabetics to go into convulsion.
Well, let me just point out that my wife says that, you know, basically you try to read the things on the label. Sometimes they just will do everything they can to deceive you. So anything that says reduced sugar or no sugar or low sugar, you want to just simply avoid it because, they actually are putting something in there and it's probably not good for you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Why do you think that there's an explosion of Alzheimer's disease? Why do you think there's an explosion of autism? Why do you think there's an explosion of diabetes and so many other diseases, and certainly cancers rising? All of these things can be directly related to aspartame. Now, there are other things that can do it as well, but certainly these artificially chlorinated hydrocarbons, we know that they produce cancer. We know that they produce Alzheimer's disease. We know they produce dementia. We know they produce autism. We know they produce neurotube defects. But the average doctor has no idea what's going on, because I go to the physicians' meetings every single week. I've been doing this for, I don't know, well, I mean, for decades since I retired. And these things are never mentioned. The doctors have no idea because, of course, they control the medical organizations and then largely control what the doctors read and think and believe. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Betty, would you like to get your, once again, your website and your telephone number out?
Okay, www.mpwhi.com. My telephone number is 770-242-2599.
And basically that MP stands for Mission
Possible World Health International.
Mission Possible World Health International, right? Okay, fine. Anything else, Dave? We've lost Dave. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, if you're concerned, if you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And ladies and gentlemen, if you care about your family, you care about your children, your grandchildren, take the time to read the labels. Now, sometimes they'll do everything they can to confuse you, but at least you can protect yourself a good deal of the time simply by reading the labels. You have to start doing that. Don't be in a hurry. Remember, your health and the health of your children are at stake, and we're talking about all sorts of mental disorders. We're talking about cancer. We're talking about diabetes. We're talking about simply poisoning your organs. They know exactly what you're doing. And certainly, if you look at the longevity schedules throughout the world, America, you would think with all the money we spend on health, it'd be at the very top, but we're not. We're down considerably on the list. Why? Because they're poisoning us. They're poisoning us on a regular basis. Well, go right ahead, Betty. Certainly, there any growing awareness? Certainly, I know that you work with a small number of doctors and scientists who are trying to get the word out, but certainly it would appear that the people in the government – who control the government. It's not that the average scientist, the average scientists that like to get the information out. But of course, if he came out and told the truth, they'd do to him what they're doing to Ed Snowden right now. They would attack him and vilify him, or perhaps even worse. These people are not above anything because they don't care how many people they kill, but they usually will try to bribe you first just to keep you quiet. Call a telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we've got Bob who's calling us from Spokane. Hi, Bob. How are we doing? Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, sir, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to, thank you. I really appreciate your work and honor your, well, you're a true American hero, patriot. And,
did you have a question, Bob?
Yeah, actually, on the, I was listening about the, diet, the sweeteners.
Uh-huh.
And on the diet soda, I've heard before in another program that they actually cause weight gain.
Oh, yes. In fact, if you get on the website, you'll see the congressional record, or you can just Google aspartame makes you fatter, because I added it to Dr. Cabot's report. She's our Mission Possible Australia, and she explains exactly how aspartame makes you fatter. But in the congressional records, it explains by Dr. Wortman that it makes you crave carbohydrates so that you have a diet product that actually makes you gain weight. And the thing about it is the TROCO study, which shows that the formaldehyde converted from the methanol embalmed living tissue, can there's been comments made that most toxicity is in the liver, so it's very hard to lose, and a substantial amount, as Dr. Blaylock says, in the adipose tissue, and that's your fat cells. So you see all these people with, big hips and thighs, they've got formaldehyde in their body.
There's so many things that I've heard about on this program and on various documentaries, the information's out there in limited sources, but,
one thing I wanted to ask Betty. Basically, we know that they used to have the aspartame in the Diet Coke. Is it still in the Diet Coke? I know it's in the Diet Pepsi, but is it in the Diet Coke still?
Oh yes, and even though I went to their meeting and told off the CEO, and you could see the video of it on our website under aspartame videos. I actually wrote Coke recently, and they actually wrote me back because it's not only got aspartame in it, but they've got, the high fructose corn syrup in there. And so I thought, well, just like sugar has made a replacement for that, has no chemicals in it, it's the same price, will not cause all the problems that it does. And asking them, please take aspartame out. And they wrote me back, and they said that that if it didn't come from the company, that they're not allowed to take the suggestion. But there's always an excuse for that. They could replace the half fructose corn syrup, and they could take the aspartame out. But they're never going to do it until we have until it's banned, and there's a reason for it. Is, it takes about 60 days for most of the life-threatening problems to disappear. I mean, I've been taking the cases for 20 years, and, some take longer. That's a ballpark figure. But I noticed that when they gave out these Killer Cola booklets, by the hundreds of thousands, by 60 days, people were coming in by the thousands to this place that did that, and they were waking up well. The blind could see. The crippled with fibromyalgia could walk. People were walking out of wheelchairs. And the lady called up. She says, it's like the resurrection. She says, you never saw anything like it in your life.
Now, what was this, Betty? What happened that people got so much better?
Yes, they have a place here called Return to Eden. It's an organic market and health food.
Okay, fine. In other words, they're getting people off of all of these other products.
Well, what they did was they asked me for 16 of the worst articles that we had on aspartame, including it being a biochemical warfare weapon, and they made up at their own expense hundreds of thousands of these, and they called it Killer Koa, and they had doctors' reports, people that died. So people that had been going from doctor to doctor for years and nobody knew what was wrong with them thought, well, if it's that bad, I think I'll just get off of it. And so that's...
But if you'd send me a copy of that, we'll be sure to get that out. The other thing, if you can get a copy, get it for me. The other thing is, does this ever play any part in mental diseases like schizophrenia, other things?
Oh, yes. In fact, I'm going to write an article called Aspartame is a Psycho Drug, because that's what it is.
But basically, are some people actually quit using it, and do they get better mentally?
Well, yes. But for some reason, sometimes I have noticed that doctors keep them on these psychiatric drugs. Now, one of our operations down in Florida, you know, it depletes serotonin and it causes suicidal tendencies. It causes bipolar, big time, insomnia, panic attacks, schizophrenia, all these different things because of the depletion of serotonin. Now, some of them get off of it and seem to have no problem whatsoever. But aspartame causes all these things, and as Dr. Roberts says, it interacts with every single antidepressant. Now, you know...
we've got a couple of other talkers. Bob, thanks very much for calling. God bless. Anything you want to ask before we let you go?
I just wanted to comment again. Again, I really appreciate what you and your people there on the show are doing.
I feel it's a privilege to have a voice at a time like this. God bless. Thanks very much for your words of encouragement, Bob. And let's go to Charlie, who's calling us from Cincinnati. Charlie, do you have a question for our guest?
Another superb program, Dr. Stan. Yes, can you repeat those disguised words, Dr. Martini, and for NutraSweet?
Remember that the names are different also in different countries. And you go to New Zealand, all it says is 951. Remember that number, because you may pick up a tube of toothpaste and it has it in it. And also Benevia, and in England it's Canderel. And of course you got aspartame, which name has been changed to AminoSweet NutraSweet equals Nature Test. And natural flavors. Mars says the aspartame told me aspartame was in the natural flavors. If it says artificial or natural flavors, do not buy it.
Okay, does that answer you? And basically, if you have an opportunity, go to Betty's website. It's really superb. Anything else, Charlie?
Are there any questions, Doctor, any nations that ban...
Hold the thought, and we'll get to that in just a moment.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you.
If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and every time we have Betty on, one of the times it flies. I guess it's been Betty Martini. We've been talking about how they're poisoning the American people with Sydney, with aspartame, and it has many new other names, natural flavoring, equal. But basically, of course, it's a NutraSweet, but it is a poison. They know what they're doing. And there is a population control agenda. And if you doubt that, you need to go on the internet and simply type in population control agenda. Population control agenda. Pull down my treatise, read it through, and you'll have a pretty good overview. A little outdated. I wrote it 10 or 15 years ago, but the information is as valid today as when I wrote it. Betty, a parting thought before we let you go.
Get involved. Because things are getting worse and worse in this country, and it's going to take everybody we know to get this poison off the market. We're still working on it.
Well, Betty, I'm going to call you tomorrow. I think we want to do a weekend program. I'll give you a call, and we'll go ahead and pre-record a program to play all across the country. God bless, and thanks so much.
Thank you, Shane.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, that was Betty Martini. And if you really are concerned about what we're talking about, we have two DVDs. One is called Sweet Misery. The other is called Sweet Remedy. We have a 4-CD set. We have a DVD. We have the book by Dr. Roberts, a couple of books, actually, of 3 or 4 books on aspartame. So go to our website or certainly give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Get them. Anything that I have produced, you have my permission to duplicate. I can't give you permission on the Sweet Remedy and Sweet Misery DVDs, but certainly the DVD I have with Betty Martini, well worthwhile, and it's so important you understand. And then, of course, when you give this to people, get them to read my Population Control Agenda monograph, and you certainly have our permission to copy that. And then, of course, this is the time I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon you to help us. Quite frankly, we've lost a couple of our advertisers because they weren't getting a good response, but for personal reasons. So if you're in a position to help, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to advertise with us. We have this one a couple that had a home health service, and they were getting about 250 calls a month. I couldn't believe it. And basically, a lot of people were interested in the advertisements we carried for them, reflecting the number of people listening. And then, of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope that many of you certainly will go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And, of course, you can certainly watch my DVD, interview with Betty Martini there. But the things you want to get the things on, aspartame, it would be the 4-CD set on aspartame, The Taste That Kills, the DVD with Betty Martini, the books by Dr. Roberts and other books by Dr. Roberts, the DVD that is called Sweet Misery, another one is called Sweet Remedy, and they're all available by calling 1-800- 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, that you'll give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you're certainly even not in a position to join, or we would ask you to pray for our ministry because it's a spiritual battle. I don't get paid. We just want to be able to pay the bills at the end of the month. My wife doesn't get paid, and she puts in a good 10 to 12 hours a day and is faithfully working with me to help get the information out. We, of course, do hope, of course, that you want to get my talk on population control. And then we have another talk called Vaccines, the Specter Haunting America. Vaccines, the Specter Haunting America. We have so much information that will help you to better understand. We have a talk called Population Control, the Secret Agenda. Population Control, the Secret Agenda. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. Beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain to the prairie.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg. And William certainly was the senior editor of the New American magazine for many years. He's been the editor of Republic magazine. He certainly writes now for Lou Rockwell. You get his articles there on a regular basis, or you get the articles from him. You can also read his monthly article put out by Radio Liberty because he writes the monthly newsletter. I don't have time to do it now. So we actually, of course, get William Grigg to do that. And we enjoy having William certainly here on a weekly basis to give us a commentary on what's really going on in the world. So we hope we'll have William here very, very shortly. But basically, of course, we're living in a world going from crisis to crisis. And basically, we hear so much about the demonstrations in Egypt and certainly the tragedy unfolding in Syria. When was the last time you read about all the massive demonstrations in Turkey? When was the last time, here's the largest, probably either the largest or the second largest of all the Muslim nations. When was the last time you heard what's happening to Turkey's financial system? Right now, they're running at an inflation rate of almost 60%. The whole structure, the financial structure of Turkey is coming down. But this is the sort of information that's being carefully suppressed. So that the average individual really, of course, they focus our attention on what they want us to focus on. Why the terrible situation over in Syria where the wicked Assad, you know, is just exploiting the people and killing all of his citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, they're being killed in large part by the terrorists that we're funding. and we're financing them there, and we topple the government in Egypt, and we topple the government in Tunisia, and we topple the government in Libya, and we have our troops stationed in both Iraq and Afghanistan today, and we're still fighting and killing people, and we're sending our drones into Pakistan to kill innocent civilians, and thousands of civilians have been killed by our drones, and does anybody really care? Is anybody really concerned about what's going on? Do you really care how many people die because of America's foreign policy? In Syria, almost 100,000 innocent civilians are dead. Certainly, 100 million people are living in concentration camps. In other countries, in Jordan and in Turkey, 400,000 living in relocation camps, and 4 million living in relocation camps in Syria. That area certainly is simply being systematically destroyed because of American foreign policy. And but the average American, as long as life is good here, we aren't concerned, but you need to be, because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. William Grigg, thank you very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, it's always a blessing to be with you. Thanks so much.
What are we going to be talking about tonight?
I think you hinted at a very important subject, and that's something we've discussed before, which is the apparently impervious indifference or complacency of the American public. And what we're finding is that as long as the illusion of prosperity is sustained, people aren't inclined to take a critical look at what the government rulingness does overseas. And what's happening overseas is something that has an impact on what's happening here at home, because what the government is testing overseas, it's importing to the United States now in the name of the so-called war on terror and the war on drugs and these other wars on distractions that are used to enhance government power at our expense. I think that over the next 10 months or so, probably before the end of the year, we're going to find that it's going to be harder and harder for people to remain deluded about our true economic situation. And that's when things are going to get really interesting in a very important way.
Well, yeah, it was really very interesting. We read the unemployment figures. We're told that certainly we went from 7.5 to 7.6 million people, but the number of unemployed people is down. And how could the figures go up? Well, it's just the way you calculate them. You need to get the U6 unemployment figures, and it says this is well over 14%. We'll be back in a moment. William, you go right ahead.
You talk about the fact that there's a lot of statistical engineering going on by the government, and this is something which has been true for a number of decades here. And with respect to unemployment, it's also worth pointing out that if you take a look even at the most generous construction of the numbers that are provided by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, you've got more than half of the employable population not working at full-time jobs. And that's one of the things that's happened over the last 6 or 8 months in particular, is that a number of the industries and a number of the companies that had traditionally been sort of at the lower rung of the employment ladder, and the most obvious one, of course, would be Walmart, which is sort of the default employer in a lot of towns, they've been moving toward temp labor for a number of reasons, the first of which obviously is the fact that the economy is still very sickly, and despite what we're told about consumer confidence, consumer spending, people are quite sensibly not spending money that they don't have quite as promiscuously as they had spent that non-existent money, say, 5 or 6 years ago. So the consumer economy is not robust by any means. And obviously the industrial economy and some of the other sectors of the economy that have to do with business activity are very sickly, but also you have the looming prospect of the Obamacare employer mandate, which had been postponed by fiat by the emperor himself. That is to say, the puppet who occupies the emperor's throne. I think that's a better description of Mr. Obama. But he illegally and unilaterally postponed enactment of the employer mandate, not because he's willing to concede that this corporate socialist monstrosity won't work, which manifested will not, but rather for reasons of partisan political advantage. Putting it out to 2015 means that the midterm election is not going to be run as a referendum on the employer mandate, which is something that's hugely unpopular and very destructive. There's a grocery store chain, I can't remember the name of it, in Rochester, New York. It's based in Rochester, New York. It's regional. It's not national. But it had been notable and very widely loved because even part-time employees there received health insurance. They were obviously very well loved in whatever community they were established. And so they had very brisk business that they were doing, and they had enough profit, and they had a corporate culture that dictated that
even part-time employees would be given coverage. Well, they've ceased to do that now. And the reason they've done this is because of the Obamacare employer mandate. And it's been held in abeyance, but it is coming. And because private businesses don't have the luxury of being able to print up notional money or simply to order the people to do things at gunpoint the way that governments can, these employers are finding it necessary not to hire people they would otherwise.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and William is simply pointing out that we have, of course, the Obamacare mandate that all the employers were supposed to provide the health insurance, and very, very quietly, Obama simply put this off for a year. Why? Because he knows it's going to be a disaster. He doesn't want it coming up before the elections in next year, in 2014, congressional elections, so they'll put it off until after that. Legally, he cannot do this. He cannot put this off. The law is this is to go into effect, but the people in Washington, D.C. don't concern about the laws. They simply have put out off the implementation of the Obamacare as far as the corporate employer mandate for a year. But basically, what is happening, and as William is pointing out, that certain employers are actually having to take away the health care that traditionally given to their employees because they can't afford to have it with the added expense is going to be brought upon them if they follow the law. In other words, basically, if they provide health care, it's going to go up so much in price because, of course, the Obamacare is going to insist that everybody is going to be covered, and so they're going to have to raise the price of health insurance so all the freeloaders can get on. And basically, as a result, many of the corporations are simply putting their employees onto part-time work, or if they already have certainly health insurance, they're simply eliminating that health insurance for part-time employees. Go right ahead, William.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening when you see that even companies like Walmart, and I can't remember the name of this grocery store chain that's based in Rochester, New York, but it's a very popular local chain, and it had been somewhat progressive in its outlook politically, which means that they've been generally congenial to Democratic candidates rather than Republicans, but they were forced to enact this change where they'll no longer provide health care coverage for part-time employees, and a lot of other companies like Walmart are temping people rather than hiring them so that they can be prepared when the employer mandate is imposed, and it's going to be postponed, once again, as you point out, Dr. Stan, till after the election, but at some point, the employer mandate is going to be realized. That means that these people are going to have to find some way, the people that are running these businesses are going to have to find some way to remain profitable while they have this huge new regulatory mandate imposed on them.
But basically, of course, what this is going to mean is that what you want to do is not have employees that work any more than 29 hours a month. If they have worked 30 hours a week, yeah, then you have to provide insurance. So basically what they're doing, and all across America, this has already started, where they're cutting people down to part-time work. So people will have to get a couple of part-time jobs, but they're not going to get any health insurance as a result of it. Because, of course, the cost of health care is going to skyrocket, certainly for employers, because of this federal mandate. And they're talking about 50 to 100 to 150% increase in the cost of health insurance. And employers are just not going to be able to do that. So they simply will cut back. And everybody, or certainly all the new people, will be on part-time, less than 30 hours a week. And you can't live on that, so you're going to have no. two or three jobs, and three or three low-paying jobs, thanks to the magnificent government that wants to help us. Go ahead.
And once again, more than half of the workforce right now is employed without having a full-time job. That means that you might have a situation where both the husband and the wife are involved in part-time jobs, that between the two of them, they have the equivalent of one full-time wage earner, and that means probably that they're going to be paying for their medical expenses and other things that might otherwise be taken care of. But from what I understand, the way that we ended up with the employer being responsible for health care is that that's something that happened during the New Deal because of the way that the tax system was structured. So that's something else that's not organic to the free market economy. It used to be that people would earn enough money to where they could take care of this themselves. Then, of course, we ended up with the income tax. Then we ended up with the New Deal. We ended up with the situation where the economy is so constricted that eventually employers were offering this as a perk. because that's the way that the incentives were written into the tax code. So the tax code is all about social engineering. It's not about collecting revenue. That's another subject for perhaps another time. But we're moving to a situation where people are temp workers, and they're not having careers. What they're doing is they're finding themselves being part of a human resource system. And you've got inventory control and an increasingly, I guess the word would be polytechnic system, where the people who are in junior high school and high school are going to be slotted onto a track where they will be part of this centrally designed, vertically integrated human resource management system. That's something that's happening in the economy in real time. It's something that was talked about 10, 15, 20 years ago as a potential outcome of trends that were visible then, and that's where we are right now. People obviously can't afford to have a conventional middle-class American lifestyle when we're in that kind of an employment environment.
But I think people have to understand there is an agenda, and that is to raise the living standards in other countries and to lower the living standards here in the United States. This is not happening by accident. They know exactly what they're doing. They believe in equality for us common people. Now, you have an elite, of course, have unlimited funds and unlimited benefits. But, of course, for the average individual, they want to manage the economy, and a managed economy doesn't work. People have to have an incentive to work. They have to be rewarded. Anyway, go right ahead.
You're talking, of course, about harmonization, and that's an expression that you can find in a lot of the literature put out by the United Nations and by other organizations that are part of the UN system. It's something that was very prominent in the so-called free trade deals that were enacted, such as NAFTA, and the free trade area, the CAFTA agreement, part of the proposed free trade area of the Americas, things of this sort. Anytime you see these multilateral free trade agreements that are about managed trade, not free trade, I mean, this isn't so, free trade is not a government artifact. It's not something that's arrived at through treaties. It's something that can be facilitated by treaties that lower trade barriers, but that's not what this is about. This is about commingling sovereignty and pooling sovereignty in a way that supervises trade blocks that are presided over corporate elite.
Somebody just called in and said that the grocery store in New York was called Wegmans, W-E-G.
That's it.
Wegmans, W-E-G-M-A-N apostrophe S, Wegmans.
That's the grocery store chain, exactly, that had to make this change because of a policy imposed on them by a president they supported. And that's happening throughout the entire economy. But as you say, Dr. Stan, this is part of this process of harmonization. You can actually read about what's called upward harmonization and downward harmonization. We talked about this before, but it's worth reviewing. Upward harmonization in terms of the regulatory burden and downward harmonization in terms of the standard of living. That's what happened through NAFTA. That's what happened with us in terms of our relationship to Canada. Canada had a higher regulatory standard than the United States with respect to the industrial economy. So we had to be harmonized upward with more invasive government regulation. Mexico has a lower standard of living than the United States, and so what's happening is that we're being harmonized downward so that you have a more egalitarian distribution of wealth with respect to the labor pool and the economy that supports it.
And I think it's so important that people understand that why we don't enforce our laws, why we don't suddenly have border security, why we've never built a wall. Basically, they keep saying we're going to have border security. They have no intention. The real agenda is the North American Union. It's made up of Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And basically, it is a program that having similar programs in South America and Africa. The European Union is an example. There's Asia. Union, Mideast Union, all of these things, the North American Union, North American Trade Organization is a planned program where we're all eventually going to have no borders at all. People will be able to move back and forth. A wonderful article by George Shultz. Of course, George Shultz is one of the primary conspirators, a member of the Trilateral Commission, certainly former Secretary of State. But George Shultz is certainly one of the architects of everything. And the recent article in the Wall Street Journal saying how wonderful this whole thing is and how basically, of course, how great it is, or certainly between Mexico and the United States and Canada. We have almost a quarter of the world's economy just in these three nations, and that really is true. But of course, what George Shultz is really saying is this is to become a super state. We're to do away with national borders. They don't believe in the Constitution. These people are subversives. They want to undermine and destroy the structure of our society and merge us with Mexico and with Canada. And basically, I happen to believe America is unique and different. We have a system of government where the power of government over the lives of the people is limited, so men could be free. And that does not exist in Canada, nor does it exist in Mexico. But of course, the elite who run this country and make mockery of our electoral process and control both political parties and consistently violate our laws without any punishment at all, and focus our attention on the external threat. Oh, those terrible terrorists. Oh, those terrible communists. Oh, those terrible Nazis over there. During the Second World War, it was the terrible Japanese. Today, we control both countries. We have our troops stationed there. We have our troops stationed in Germany. Germany does exactly what they're told. Oh, we have our troops stationed in Japan. Japan is simply a subsidiary of the United States, but the average person has no idea how the world really works. But go ahead, William.
It's interesting that you talk about the fact that America is unique, and we certainly are in terms of our patrimony, in terms of the pedigree of our institutions, the assumptions that undergird our civic order. All these things are what make America genuinely exceptional. What I find really disturbing is that so many people who hail American exceptionalism want to focus on those things that would make us just like every other country, every other great power in history, which is the ability to destroy people in distant lands with ease. That's something that has characterized every hyperpower in history, and that's something that would make the United States less distinctive. What made us distinctive is the idea of individual liberty, God-granted rights that are protected by written law, and accountability for those who act in the delegated name, the delegated authority of the people.
And I think what's so important is for people to understand America was not to dominate the world. America was to be a place where men could be free. But a small group of evil people have seized control of both political parties and of our banking and financial system and are using the financial and military power of America to bring about a one-world government and a one-world religion. William, you go right ahead.
Well, the one-world religion you're talking about, I believe, is a revenant of the ancient Babylonian order, which is the worship of collective human power in the form of idolatry. Nimrod, who's the semi-mythical founder of Babylon, understood that in order to make himself the object of worship of his subjects, he'd have to make them dependent upon his whim and dependent upon his supposed generosity. So he was one of the very first to develop that formula of bribing people with other people's property that Cicero described Julius Caesar's routine. He's adept at bribing people with other people's property. Bribing the masses, I believe, was what he said, with other people's property. And that's, of course, what we have right now in the United States by way of a domestic arrangement. And I think that it's important to underscore once again what really made America distinctive was not the power of the government that rules us, but rather the idea that that government was our servant and the servant of law. The law was rooted in nature's law, the law that's discoverable through reason, the law that's obvious through revelation, the law that's written on our hearts. We were supposed to be a country in which the law was the sovereign, and the government itself was merely an instrument of the will of the people who had sovereignty as part of the arrangement of our creation. Within the political realm, we're sovereign. We're sovereign in terms of being in charge of what the government does on our behalf, pursuant to the law. But too many people have been seduced into believing that what makes America distinctive, once again, is the ability of the government that rules us to do violence. That's something which has characterized every government since Nimrod. And that's something that characterized, among other things, the empire from which the United States withdrew. The colonial patriots withdrew from the world's prohibitively superior power in order to create a political order that was much more compatible with this idea of individual rights. And it's that which makes America unique and distinctive. And it's that which we are losing. And we're losing it, I believe, in large measure because people have been willing to embrace this idea that what's really important is the power of the government and its ability to do violence on these evil people you referred to, Dr. Stan. And many of these people, of course, are evil. There's certainly very few things, if any, things in political history to compare to the evil of communism, which was something that was cultivated and nurtured by the same people who are consolidating power over the United States right now. They were the boon allies and financial beneficiaries of the people who seized Russia and imposed communism on a country spanning 11 time zones. The same can be said, of course, of many other variants of the total state that we've seen in the 20th century and subsequently. These are movements that have been promoted by the people who are supposedly protecting us from them. The old game of the firefighter who's moonlighting as an arsonist. And in smaller compass, you can see that same sinister game at work. Just within the last several days, we've seen documents that were revealed through a Freedom of Information Act request filed by Judicial Watch that it confirmed that the Justice Department's so-called Community Relations Service has been busy in Sanford, Florida, acting as racial incendiaries with respect to the Zimmerman-Trayvon Martin trial, where they were helping to organize demonstrations, helping to infuse a racial narrative into this tragic situation involving the death of a black teenager at the hands of somebody who'd been originally described as a white night watchman. As it turns out, he's an Hispanic whose complexion is quite similar to mine, and I've never been mistaken for a white guy.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is William Greig, and we're just talking about really how the government is doing everything they can to foment dissent. In fact, fortunately, thanks to Judicial Watch under the Freedom of Information Act, now we find out what is the basis of all these demonstrations that were being held, demanding, of course, that Mr. Zimmerman, suddenly who had shot Trayvon Martin, that he be tried for murder. And we find out the government was down there. They were paying people to agitate and demonstrate. Why? Because they wanted this trial. Why did they want the trial? Because they want to turn black against white and white against black. And most black people feel that Zimmerman should be sent to prison, even though he's not white, he's Hispanic. But of course, then the white people feel that he was acting in self-defense. This whole thing is staged, ladies and gentlemen. It's a tragedy. But the young man, of course, was on marijuana. But they didn't want that out, that he was actually taking marijuana at the time. Or the fact that he was had Zimmerman down, was beating his head, and then he had all sorts of lacerations on the back of his head and on his nose. But you're not getting the full trial. But the whole idea, hate make black, hate white, and white hate black. That was what the O.J. Simpson trial was all about. And basically, most white people firmly convinced that O.J. Simpson committed the murder. Most black people feel that he was set up, and the black people are absolutely right. If you have never heard our four tapes set on my interviews with the people who really studied this, O.J. Simpson, one of the most important things you'll ever listen to, because you'll understand this was all contrived exactly like what's going on today. Down there with Zimmerman, and the government wanted this. They were paying agitators to go out and demonstrate, supposedly spontaneously, under the leadership of Al Sharpton, so that we could get justice for the blacks. No, it's to create hatred. White hatred for blacks and black hatred for white. Go ahead, William.
One of the most irresponsible things that happened here was when Mr. Obama made a point of injecting himself into a matter that had nothing to do with federal jurisdiction and nothing to do with race, when he said that if he had a son, he might have looked like Trayvon Martin. I don't know whether that's true or not. If you take a look at the facial features of Mr. Martin, or forgive me, Trayvon Martin, take a look at the facial features, I don't see much resemblance, but I do see where another teenage victim of homicide, in this case clearly illegal homicide, would perhaps have looked like he could have been the male offspring of Barack Obama. That would have been Abdullah Al-Awlaki, the 16-year-old who was murdered by Barack Obama by a drone strike. He never commented about that. And to the best of my knowledge, he's never commented about the fact that his administration, on his orders and on his supposed authority, murdered a 16-year-old U.S. citizen as he sat down in a backyard barbecue with family friends in Yemen. That's the sort of thing that, for some reason, has not fixated the attention of people who talk about the grotesque injustices that are done to people of color.
And this was basically a drone attack, an intentional murder of a defenseless young man who'd never committed a crime, who was simply looking to find his son. And basically the idea is, you got a bad father, we're going to kill you. Your father's committed a crime, we're going to kill his son. Ladies and gentlemen, this is murder. There's no statute of limitation on murder. Are you concerned about the fact that they murdered the innocent 16-year-old intentionally and purposely? Or do you think that maybe we can just sort of ignore that? It won't affect us. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And one day, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be called to answer for what you've done, not necessarily what you have done, but what you haven't done, because by your inaction, you become part of the problem. Go right ahead, William.
What's happening with respect to the Zimmerman Martin case is that nobody who is promoting any of these narratives really cares anything about the question of individual justice here, and really boils down to the question of which was the aggressor. That's something that a jury should decide. You have a prosecutor who is notorious for overcharging defendants, who, in my opinion, absurdly overcharged Zimmerman. Second-degree murder simply isn't something that's reconcilable with the facts as they were known at the time the charge was filed. You can make a case, for instance, that he could have been put on trial for negligent homicide. That's really, I think, something that a jury should have explored. And it's possible that the jury would have acquitted him on that charge, and it's possible they'll acquit him of second-degree murder or manslaughter or whatever charge, given that a jury, of course, is in charge of determining both the facts and the law of the case. They can decide to acquit him of the charges that they were defined for them by the trial judge, or they could find different charges that the facts.
You know, most amazing thing.
Most, by something other than a concern for justice.
But amazing, what the prosecutor did actually suggest that not only manslaughter, but a misdemeanor charge. I don't know what it was. It was some sort of a foolish misdemeanor charge that they just want to get a conviction. Doesn't matter what it is. And basically, they just, and the of course, defense attorney is saying, no, it's either second degree murder or nothing. And I certainly, Zimmerman does certainly. You know, I think he was trying to do what was right, but I think that he shouldn't have been out there. And certainly, as soon as he put in the call, he should have got back into his car and gotten out of there and left it for the police. We're going to be back here in just a moment with William Grigg. We got a real problem, ladies and gentlemen. We have people who want to stimulate racial hatred in America.
Swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
William, you go right ahead.
You're exactly right, Dr. Stan. What's happening, of course, is a deliberate effort to foment racial division. And in the case of what happened with Zimmerman and Martin, I believe that you're dealing with somebody in the case of Mr. Zimmerman who made a mistake, and that mistake escalated into something that was a genuine tragedy. I don't think that any rational person believes that he deliberately set out to kill Trayvon Martin here. And the fact that the prosecutor originally wanted to go for a second-degree murder charge and then tried to find some way of contriving a child abuse charge out of the same set of facts after the defense had rested in this case indicates that, as Mr. Zimmerman's defense attorney pointed out, that the prosecution was behaving unethically. It was behaving dishonestly. But that's how prosecutors behave in this system all the time. We really have a Sovietized judicial system in this country. Practically all criminal trials are show trials because 99% of all criminal cases don't go to trial. Prosecutors are adept in the dark art of stacking charges in a way to present a defendant with a prohibitive prison sentence if the defendant is impudent enough to insist upon a jury trial. You can roll the dice. You can hope to roll the hard six, as they say in gambling, and avoid going to prison for decade after decade, or you can take some kind of a deal that would entail a reduced amount of jail time or prison time that will effectively ruin your life. Because once you're in that system, you never recover your freedom. It's designed to perpetuate the misery of people who are in it and to monetize that misery on behalf of everybody who's involved in the prison industrial complex. That's how prosecutors are hardwired to behave, and they were behaving this way in the Zimmerman trial. And once again, the larger picture here is that the administration, the people who control it, are looking to set Americans off against each other on the basis of ethnic identity. Identity politics being very diligently cultivated. It's not just the CRS working to rile up black people in Sanford, Florida, and the surrounding county. There are all kinds of efforts that are underway right now by not only the Justice Department, but the other elements of the government to set people off against each other. And there are non-governmental organizations that are doing this as well, non-governmental elements of the elite. You've got the Hollywood...
Hold that thought, William. We've got to bring all of our stations back on board right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's William Greig, and William is certainly agreeing with me as far as the whole purpose behind this is to turn American against American, black against white, white against black. And they're such experts at it. They know exactly what they're doing. And because, of course, they control people like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, and they have their agents infiltrated all throughout the black community, whispering hatred, hatred, hatred. And certainly so much of the black media is preaching hatred, hatred, hatred. Well, because, of course, basically, of course, they don't want people to understand that the enemy certainly is right here. It's this elite group, the small little group of people who want people at one another's throats so they can justify ever more power over the general society so that they can be the rulers. This is certainly what... The way you run things, this is what England did and France did. Following the First World War, they set up all these various countries over there. And they would take, suddenly, because of this animosity between the Sunni Muslims and the Shia Muslims and the Kurds, that put them all and make a country like Iraq, made of Kurds and Sunnis and Shias, so they'd all be fighting one another. And divide and keep them divided and fighting one another, and then you can rule them so much more effectively. It's just what they're doing in America. Go ahead, William.
Of course, they did the same thing in the Balkans, too, where they created supposed countries like Yugoslavia and Czechoslovakia and a number of other unnatural political configurations composed out of and fractious combinations of ethnic and religious groups that no desire to live together in the same political arrangement. And in some cases, that of the former Yugoslavia, you have decade after decade of repressed animosity that erupted with a very violent force in the early 1990s, the war of what you could call Yugoslav secession. And then in some cases, like that of Czechoslovakia, you had an amicable divorce where the Czechs and Slovaks looked at each other and said, we don't necessarily want to be the same country, but how about we have separate countries and do business with each other? That's, of course, the last thing that people want to see. The type of people you're talking about, Dr. Stan, don't want to see people have amicable disagreements that are settled basically through separation and peaceful commerce. And it's not enough that we have a system now where we're told that discrimination is a crime. It's a system now where people are forced to associate with each other, and then there is a deliberate effort, once we're forced into association, to set us off against each other. They want to cattle pen us in to these managed communities. Now, I've come to the conclusion that anytime I see the word community being used, that I will mentally let the safety off of my handgun. Because anytime somebody invokes the community, that person is talking about imposing upon the rights of an individual in the name of some larger abstraction. There are ways in which the word community is used in the Bible, for instance, where it talks about the community of the saints. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a political artifact. We're talking about something that is artificially constructed by a ruling elite. So suddenly you have this community, this so-called community resource service, the CRS from the state, not the State Department. State Department does the same thing on the international scale, on the international scene rather. But the Justice Department sends the CRS down for the purpose of organizing so-called communities of protest for the purpose of ejecting and then keeping vivid this racial subtext in a matter that really shouldn't be about race as that term is commonly understood here, because Mr. Zimmerman, if I understand the history correctly, given his Peruvian ancestry and given what we know about that side of his family, if we were still living in the antebellum South, in some jurisdictions he might have been considered black because of his ancestry. And so that's something, of course, which had been subject to Orwellian airbrushing, was that element of it. But because the identified victim in this, the dead teenager, is black, supposedly the dialogue we're supposed to be having has to do with the issue of what it is to be black in America in 2013. And then you have people who are part of this Gramscian cultural revolution. Gramsci, of course, was the Italian communist theorist who talked about seizing the commanding heights of a society academically and educationally in terms of religion and in terms of entertainment. Hollywood right now was run by people who I think instinctively, not ideologically, are Gramsci. You have these monumental works of propaganda, such as Django Unchained, which is, from all accounts, hideous movie, a revenge fantasy about a freed slave played by Jamie Foxx, who's considered an actor in some precincts. And when he introduces himself in that film last fall, he talks about what a wonderful thing it is that he spends a couple of hours on screen killing white people. And then just within the last week or so, he's been vaticinating about the Zimmerman-Martin case down in Sanford, Florida, on the strength of another film in which he plays a president transparently modeled after Barack Obama, transparently patterned after Barack Obama. It's called White House Down, and it's the second film this year to feature a terrorist attack on the White House by this eerily well-organized group that wants to take over the United States by attacking the Citadel of Power, which is the White House, we're told. The first was called Olympus Has Fallen. I think that's interesting that they call the White House Olympus. It's the resident of the temporary residence of the incumbent demigod, is what Olympus Has Fallen means. White House Down is the same story, but it's a lot stupider from what I understand, because Jamie Foxx, once again, this person who's become sort of Hollywood's point man for racial agitation, plays a president who's very obviously modeled after Barack Obama. And as it turns out, spoiler alert for those who wanted to see this movie, not many people apparently did. This tells you about how Hollywood perceives the world. The villains here are a group of white supremacists who want to kill the black president and install, and also to kill the vice president. And they are secretly working with the Speaker of the House, who's a covert white supremacist, to have this decapitation coup where they will leave him in charge through presidential succession.
Does he sort of look like John Boehner?
Oh, he is obviously patterned after John Boehner. He's this mealy-mouthed, wimpy, spineless, lachrymose character who is obviously supposed to be John Boehner. So you've got the brain trust, if that term applies, in Hollywood, creating what could be called this bizarre revenge and victimhood fantasy, where they are portraying the real enemy here as these supposedly teeming, seething hordes of angry white people who don't like being ruled by a black guy. And that's how they perceive it. They perceive the president's job as that of ruler. Otherwise, why would this other film refer to the White House as Olympus? You know, Olympus is where the gods live. The gods are rulers in pagan mythology.
But, you know, William, the problem is there really is certainly a genocidal program toward the black here.
Yeah, there is.
Nobody will talk about that. Let me simply point out quickly that basically water fluoridation is aimed at poisoning the blacks. Now, you can look this up, Roger Masters, professor at Dartmouth University, and basically they found that if you fluoridated the drinking water, you increased the level of lead in the blood of white children, double it. Hispanic children, four times. Black children, six times. Lead produces a lead encephalopathy. They did this on 450,000 children, the largest study ever done in America, to be absolutely certain. And basically, of course, today, why would these children, young black people, have lead encephalopathy? This is why the figures are between, if you're between 21 and 29, this was a few years ago, but of young black men, 21 to 29, one in three, at prison, probation, or parole. Now, but you don't find this in areas where they don't fluoridate the drinking water. Mm-hmm. Why doesn't anybody ever mention that? Why, of course, we wouldn't want the blacks to realize who's really is poisoning them. And basically then, of course, we have the AIDS epidemic. It's predominantly in America, way out of proportion to blacks, because this is a genetic disease that attacks people who have the genes that black people do. And they certainly, white people don't have these genes, which is why you don't see anywhere near as much AIDS in the white population as you do in the black. And nobody in black leadership is talking about this. I've talked to certainly black people who are black leaders, and I've said, why don't you get Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and the black leaders to talk about this? The scientific studies are there. We can prove it. We can document it. They've targeted the blacks. And, you know, it seems that Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson aren't really worried about the blacks. Go right ahead.
That's one very important element of this story. That's something that I wholeheartedly agree with, Dr. Stan, is the fact that there are people in the elite that have malign designs on the black population that would be best described as genocidal in scope. Certainly we saw the same thing happen in the 19th century with respect to the American Indians for the same reason. I mean, the American Indians are broken people now by design. But another thing that we could say by way of building the indictment against Jesse Jackson particularly here is that when he started out as a foundation-funded street-level sort of quasi-populist, left-populist preacher, he used to preach fire and brimstone messages against Planned Parenthood because he recognized the racial agenda of that organization and its founder, Margaret Sanger, who obviously wanted to do something about reducing or perhaps outright liquidating the black population. He was very outspoken about that until about 1980 or 81, when he set his sights on grander vistas. He was probably given pretty explicit instructions that if he really wanted to become a national figure, he was going to have to embrace the idea that he would be part of that percentage that would be exempt from the grander design here that involved placing Planned Parenthood facilities in black neighborhoods, encouraging not only invasive birth control and sterilization, but also abortion as a way of keeping the population under control here. There are plenty of people of like mind who come from sort of a left-wing vector who are honest enough to admit that's what Planned Parenthood was up to. But when they decided that they wanted to have a grander spot on the national stage, that they were going to have to mute or dispense altogether with that aspect of the program. But these things are not being done by toothless, inbred people from Appalachia. They're not being done by any of the stereotypes of white supremacists that you see on TV or movie screens. Just about every time you turn on network television now, when you're watching a television show that's a thriller where they're talking about the enemy within, those are the types of stereotypes that we get. It's supposedly, the South has remained in stasis since about, 1952 or so. There's been no progress. Much of what has happened in the interval, the 60 or so odd years since the Civil Rights Movement began, is that the federal government, not merely for archival purposes, but for opportunistic purposes, has kept alive certain strains of white supremacism. And they would have no useful existence right now if it weren't for the role played by the FBI and other three-letter agencies and foundations and other avenues of covert funding in keeping alive these little knots of Ku Klux Klan groups and neo-Nazi groups. You're not going to find any significant neo-Nazi group in this country that is not either thoroughly permeated with the FBI informants and provocateurs, or getting somehow some kind of subsidy from the FBI or from the ATF or from both of them. And so they keep that element alive. Then you have the CRS from the so-called Justice Department not only helping to organize protests and to provide some kind of supervisory role in protecting and scripting the acts of these leftist race baiters who are the black community. But they also, the CRS, the same CRS is involved in working with the SPLC, the so-called Southern Poverty Law Center, and with other left-wing watchdog groups who put out reports on so-called hate groups, meaning for the most part conservative traditionalist organizations that are hated by the left. That's how you end up becoming a hate group. A hate group is any group of people whom the left hates. And so the same group that's out organizing racial hate groups among sort of that part of the black population who are susceptible to the influence of people like Al Sharpton. They're the same people who work with the so-called watchdog groups to demonize and vilify people on the right, and they keep alive the myth, and it is a myth, that there is a large and very active white supremacist movement in this country. Just to take it the most obvious.
But before we go on, it's getting towards the end of the program. I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your writings, how they can get to your PayPal button.
I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. My chief outlet is still the Pro Libertate blog. You can find that at freedominourtime.blogspot.com, freedominourtime.blogspot.com, or go to DuckDuckGo, preferably DuckDuckGo rather than Google, because DuckDuckGo is not working with the NSA, or some other search engine, and just type in my name, William N. Grigg, N as in Norman, and Pro Libertate should be the first return. There is a PayPal button at the bottom of every essay, and those who have access to PayPal and interest in providing some help are invited to do so, cordially invited and gratefully invited. I really do appreciate everything that people have done to help keep me and my family afloat. I do appreciate your influence, Dr. Stan, and the influence of your wonderful audience as well. A lot of what I publish at Pro Libertate is republished at lewrockwell.com. That's LEWRockwell.com. And Mr. Rockwell, of course, is in charge of the Ludwig von Mises Institute in Alabama. LewRockwell.com is the most widely read freedom-oriented website on the face of the earth. LibertyRoundtable.com is the host site for my weekly radio program, which is called Freedom Zealot Radio. It comes on every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Mountain Time. That would be 7 o'clock Pacific or 9 o'clock Central. Once again, that's LibertyRoundtable.com. If you go to the homepage of Liberty Roundtable, up in the right-hand quadrant of the screen, there's a icon of a microphone, and it's the Listen Live button. You click on that, and if you have a flash player on your computer, you should be able to listen to the program. They're going to be archiving the program there as well. Again, that's Freedom Zealot Radio every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time at LibertyRoundtable.com. And I recently completed a documentary called Crosshairs about the IRS scandal. And that's going to be made available through the Next News Network, nextnewsnetwork.com. One word, nextnewsnetwork.com, which is the homepage for the Next News Network, which is a 24-hour liberty-centered news network. There's a wide variety of programs, including a one-hour-long daily news program, which is broadcast through the Next News Network. And it also has a guide to affiliates, cable affiliates, local cable affiliates that carry the Next News Network. So once again, the name of the documentary is Crosshairs, and it should be available very soon through that website. So keep an eye out for that.
We really are living in a fascinating time because I've been at this for 50 years. I know you've been at it for a long time, but we are, through the miracle of the internet, having an opportunity of reaching people, and people, for the first time in their lives, are hearing the truth. It is really truly amazing to me that now we do have the ability for people to listen to your radio programs, to listen to our radio programs, because we purchase time on many of the major radio networks across America, but we also utilize the internet, and we certainly use the other vehicles by which we can get the information out. Our guest has been William Grigg. One more time, the website, William.
freedominourtime.blogspot.com.
freedominourtime.blogspot.com. We'll be back in a moment. Well, William, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us, and then we'll let you go.
Dr. Stan, as always, it's a real pleasure and a blessing to be with you. I really do appreciate this opportunity, and I'm deeply grateful to you for everything that you've done and for your audience, who are tremendously well-informed and highly motivated people, and many of them have been very generous to me and to my family, and that's something for which we'll always be grateful. This is a remarkable time, as you say, Dr. Stan, in terms of the opportunity that people have to examine these events without the mediation of self-appointed gatekeepers. It's a very encouraging thing because the purpose of the media, as we both know, is not to inform. It is to manipulate, and it is to dissimulate it, to make it impossible for people to think independently about what they're seeing. It's so interesting how the caption to a picture can change the perception of what one sees when one looks at a picture. And really, the media at its very best, which is to say at its least harmful, is involved in writing deceptive captions. But one of the things that we've seen over the last couple of months, and this is a useful thing, is the extent to which the establishment media in this country is just as tightly aligned with the regime as Pravda and as Vestia were aligned with the Soviet regime during the Brezhnev era USSR. That's something that I find quite fascinating, is the extent to which they have gone out of the way to defend, among other things, totalitarian surveillance of the American public, and to heap opprobrium on those like Edward Snowden, as far as we know about his motivations anyway, who are exposing what's going on and those who object to it. This is something that wouldn't happen if we actually had a free media, a free press, in a reasonably free society. And I do think that when we talk about the complacency of the American public, we're seeing that that complacency is increasingly being displaced by frustration. That's good, because that might lead to introspection. Introspection might lead to repentance. Repentance might lead to restoration. At least that's what I'm hoping will happen. There are precedents for that in our country's history. There are plenty of precedents for that in human history, and particularly in the Bible. So that's something I genuinely hope will happen, and I offer more than a few prayers to that end.
Well, we know that it happened in the 1730s. It happened in the 1830s. We missed it in the 1930s. But maybe, Chris, through your efforts and the efforts of other people dedicated to freedom, why we may be able to see this resurgence of this belief in liberty that had almost died out by 1730, the resurgence that almost died out by 1830. But I believe that what you're doing and what we're doing, hopefully, is going to be able to bring people into a clear focus that freedom is one of the most important things we have. William, good night. God bless.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you've enjoyed our conversation with William Grigg. Certainly one of the high points of my week. I always look forward to talking to William, a wonderful source of information, a dedicated patriot, and one of the best minds that we have. And certainly one advantage of listening to my program is we have some of the finest minds that you'll find, and certainly we enjoy putting them on a regular basis for you. Well, this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there listening to us and you believe in what we're doing and you're in a position to help, we hope you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or become certainly a regular donor, or maybe you have a product you'd like to advertise with us, and we also have room for another couple of ads coming up down the line here. So if you'd like to advertise with us, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. How do you understand what's going on in the world today? Well, you need, of course, to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will explain to you that nothing that you believe is really true, and it is so hard for people to understand. When I graduated from college, I had honors, and I had a Phi Beta Kappa Key. It took me years to unlearn all the things I'd been indoctrinated in college. But basically, of course, you're going to read in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, what I've learned over a period of 50 years. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we have so many talks. I think I'll bring you up to date. My talk on population control, the secret agenda, and then my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. And basically, it's vitally important that you get this. Actually, we have a syllabus on, with many of these. We have a talk, certainly, going into the background of Agenda 21. You'll want to get the syllabus that goes with that, because it will help you, and it'll have a lot of the fundamental documents, government documents, documents put out by the other side, whether it be the Earth Charter, the Bresler Report, or so many other things, are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my talk, certainly, on vaccines, the specter haunting America. Ladies and gentlemen, vaccines, the specter haunting America. There's a syllabus with that. They're poisoning your children. They know exactly what they're doing. Sydney, they're poisoning your children with aspartame, and you need to get the DVD with Betty Martini. You need to get the DVD, Sweet Misery, the DVD, Sweet Remedy, You need to get certainly the 4-CD set on aspartame, the DVD, Betty Martini talking on aspartame, the books by Dr. Roberts and the other books we carry. If somebody on aspartame, call us at 1-800-544-8927. If you can get people to understand, they are intentionally poisoning our children. They know what they're doing. Basically, the incidence of cancer is skyrocketing. 100 years ago, three people in 100 died of cancer. Today, as far as the incidence of cancer, it's 1 in 3 women gets cancer, 1 in 2 men get cancer. Now, they don't all necessarily die of it, but cancer is certainly two major causes of death in America. And cancer has exploded, not accidentally, but by intent. And in the same way that they're poisoning people with the aspartame, they're poisoning bisphenol, which is in every can. Cans are lined with bisphenol. You find it in plastics. And it affects, of course, promotes cancer. It affects fertility. The coloring, the odors, so many of the things that we get, certainly. The pesticides, the insecticides, certainly. Certainly the genetically modified foods. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, genetically modified foods will affect fertility, and they will promote cancer. The evidence is all out there, and you can check everything I say out on the Internet. And if you can't find it, you give me a call, and we'll get the information for you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices. Through the night with a light from above.